Thought for today. The best relationship is no relationship. The best relationship is no relationship. The best relationship is no relationship. Why is that? Because I'm number one. I'm the creator of my world. And if I create relationships in my world, I create responsibilities of myself to other people. And I create responsibilities only to myself. I like myself. I enjoy myself. I live in my world. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. If I'm going to be concerned about being in other people's worlds, I have a problem for myself. Now, what does relationship mean? Relationship means relative living. Relationship means relative living. I'll repeat that. Relationship means relative living. Now, if you fall in love with someone, that is not a relative living. That is a spiritual relationship. It's a spiritual experience. But when you possess the other person and you want them to be your partner, you are now working on a relative relationship. When you want them to be your wife or husband, that's a relative relationship. When you want them to be the parent for your children, that's a relative relationship. When you want them to take care of you, that's a relative relationship. But when you have a spiritual relationship, the spiritual marriage takes place, click, like that. And you say, wow, this is a beautiful being. I feel very harmonious with this being. And then you are harmonious with this being. But when you start getting into possession, it ceases to be a spiritual relationship and turns into a relative relationship. Now you say, everything is spiritual, so even the relative relationships are spiritual. Yes, that's true. Everything is God, and so therefore you would like to have a broken leg. A broken leg is God too. And a whole leg is God too. Oh, well, that's what about... Yes, that's what it's all about. You have to be selective as to what end of the spectrum you're going to be working on. Are you working on the end which uses your archetypal self, which uses your spiritual dimensions to your highest and best? Or are you working on the end of the spectrum that has limitations with it? And it has, you think, limitations, even though they're not yours. What do you do? Interesting, huh? What do you do? What you do is you create yourself with an interesting problem. That problem says to you that there are certain things that cannot be done. That problem says to you that there are certain things that you are limited by. That problem says that to have this person as your friend, as a relationship, they must do certain things. The problem says that if you have this person as your relationship, they must be your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, father, and wife, or husband. They must be those things for you. And how silly that is. We bandy about the terms, all is one. We bandy about the terms, I am number one. We bandy about the term that I am myself and I have fun. And many other wonderful statements of uniqueness and individuality and yet oneness. And still, we want to combine ourselves with a person and say, you're my friend, you're my buddy, you're my pal, you're my wife, you're my husband, you're my child, you're my mother, father, whoever we... Possession, possession, possession. The best relationship is no relationship because there's no possession. When you have a child, for instance, do you own that child? Does Sankara's mother own him? Does she possess him? Does she in any way feel that she is responsible for him in every possible way? Well, yes, she does. And because she feels responsible about him, she requires him to do certain things that lives up to her standard of her responsibility. Now, if Sankara were living in another home with another mother and another parent, he would have different responsibilities. The other home he lives in, the mother might not care at all. It might just say, go ahead, play in the street, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. And both children, from Sankara's mother and the other mother, would grow up perfectly fine, because they're going to be themselves. Oh, they go through the hell of listening to someone else and living up to what someone else says they have to do, but they're going to grow up just fine. They're going to be just fine. Why? Who could tell me why? Ich bin. Don't say it under your breath. Say it out loud, unless you don't believe yourself. I am number one. I'm number one. True, you're God. That's true. But you're number one. Every one of you think that you're number one. Every one of you look out and you see the world through your eyes, not through my eyes. Every one of you look out here and you act upon the world through your attitudes, through your feelings, through your emotions, not mine. I am unique. I live in my own attitudes, in my own emotions, in my own world, and you will never know what that is. You have a glimpse of it because you too are a human being. But I have things in my background that you never have. And you have things in your background that I'll never have. So each of us is a special number one being for our own uniqueness and our own individuality. Now, do you want to take that and share it? Fine. Normal human beings love to share it. Normal human beings love to share with their friends, with their neighbors. They love community. They love party. But you see, a master consciousness lives in total oneness with all. A master consciousness could not offend anybody. A master consciousness could not violate another one's ethics, their morals, their laws, their rules. A master consciousness could not violate anything in the world, because the master consciousness is all. Do you understand that? If you are all, you are not opposed to anything that exists. You may put your attention on those things that are important to you. Einstein paid attention to his mind and his thinking and the space and the universe. Now, do you think that Einstein went out to rock concerts? Do you think that Einstein went out to the theater and watched shows which were inharmonious with his particular way of thinking? You can be sure not. Einstein allowed nothing to attract his attention other than what he wanted to attract his attention. You follow me? You allow nothing to attract your attention other than what you want. Do you know what the people in El Cajon are doing today? We'll find out. We're going to drive down there in a few minutes. But right now, you have no idea. You think they're doing what everybody does normally. They're getting up, getting ready to go to work, having their family, doing their activities, and you think that they're all having a ball. But what are they really doing? They're loving one another. They're sharing with one another. They're being brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and aunts and cousins. They're being sisters that care about an old lady or an old man. They're being boys that are thoughtful to their fathers and thoughtful to their mothers. They're being wonderful things, all different, all unique. Some are not so thoughtful, some are more thoughtful. What would happen if we taught them our philosophy? What would happen if we taught them unconditional love? With unconditional love, you'd no longer have a mother or father or sister or brother or aunt or uncle. You'd never have that. You wouldn't have a friend, a beloved. You'd only have humans or divine beings on earth that you were responding to as another divine being. You would have no desire to possess. You'd have no desire to own. You'd have no desire to manipulate. Because that means nothing to you. You love everyone equally. You don't love your mother more than you love your father. You don't love your sister more than you do your brother. You don't love your teacher more than you do your policeman. You love everybody equally. You love everybody equally, and you're just having a great time. And this is what it's all about. Being yourself and having fun. The best relationship is no relationship. What kind of relationship do you want? If you want a human relationship, you're a member of the human race. If you want a divine relationship, as we describe it, unconditionally loving, non-judgmental, untouched, and all that other good stuff, if you want that, then you put that cause in motion. But if you put that cause in motion, do you know what will happen? You will forget all about human relations. You'll forget all about needs and wants. You'll forget all about wanting to be somewhere, wanting to do something, wanting to talk to someone, wanting to experience something with someone. You'll forget that. And you will be yourself and have fun with no thought of what somebody else is doing. But because you are one, number one, because you are the universal consciousness, you will be aware of what anyone else is doing to the degree that you want to be aware. And you'll be a master. Is this what you'd like to be? Would you like to be a master of yourself? Then put the cause in motion. Put the cause in motion. I am God, God I am. I am the allness I am. I am peace, peace I am. I am unconditional love. Love with no conditions. When you can handle that, you got the whole world in your hands. And no possession, but total enjoyment and fulfillment. Thank you. I love you.